Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
They know what everybody knows. Better set a letter from a
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League podcast, season 9, episode number 10. I am your host, Andrew Hughes. I'm joined by three special guests this week. We have a Mr. Amazing, Ryan Chiatit, and Oborgo! Let's get right to the results of week number 11 for KSL. We had my Aaron over Kevin, myself over Doug, Mike over Brian, Natalie over Joe, Oborgo over Tybo, Palmer over Pate. That's it for this week. So, Brian, what is the game of the week?
I think there were a lot of games of the week. I just don't know the scores, so I couldn't tell you.
Oh, well, let's check that out, then. Oh,
okay.
What game meant the most, Brian?
My game meant the most.
Yeah?
Because it's playoff implications for me. I'm not in it yet. In fact, I'm looking in from the out.
That you are. You're really hoping that you get a few more points on Doug.
I do. However, that wasn't the question. The games of the week are, I liked four of them, actually.
Okay, which of the four did you like?
Van Dam Hooligans, Plum Smugglers, Can't Stop Scoring, and Oberg, because I ain't saying that name. And Skins and Jar Squatters. I really liked those.
All right.
I thought they were all real, really, really, really close.
All right, Aaron, what do you think?
It was mine and Kevin's by far. You know, I won that game by 2 points. Definitely game of the week.
Okay, Johnny, what do you think?
I think it was Andy and Joe.
Thank you. And so, Johnny, what is the upset of the week?
Aaron losing, or actually Aaron winning.
Aaron winning is the upset of the week. Yeah, I'll have to agree with you on that. Aaron, what do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I think that Johnny's just mad because he bet me his 15th overall pick for my 20th if I won, and I won. But that's another story altogether. The upset of the week was Ty Palmer over David Pate.
Okay, all right. I'll give you that.
I never made that bet.
I got text messages to prove it. just like I don't have pictures of Oberg wearing a Cardinals hat.
Hey, Johnny, real quick, is there any way you can take your headset off and then we can listen to you just from the phone?
Yeah. Maybe one second here. Let me find my phone. I think I threw it up my ass. It is on my ass.
There you go. Nicely done. Anyway, that sounds perfect, dude. So let's get right into week 12. We have Oberg versus Pate, Tybo versus Palmer, Brian versus Natty, and Mike versus... What's that?
Can you turn it down?
Yeah, I'll turn it down. Okay. And then we have Brian versus Natigay, Mike versus Doug, myself versus Kevin, Aaron versus Snyder. Game of the week. Gosh, I don't know, Aaron. What is the game of the week?
It's an easy one. It's me against Joe.
Okay, Brian?
That's the obvious one, but it's my game.
Okay, it's your game. Johnny, what's the game of the week?
Taking a look here. Game of the week for next week?
Yes.
Oh, it's me against Skins.
Okay. And I'm going to say myself is going to be versus Kevin. And the upset of the week, of course, is going to be me beating Kevin. So, Aaron, what's your upset of the week?
My upset of the week is you beating Kevin.
All right. Johnny, what's your upset of the week?
Aaron beating Joe.
You realize that if I beat Joe, I'll be number one in KSL.
You ain't going to do it, so don't fucking matter.
All right, Brian.
Well, you said it would be upset of the week. You said that's going to happen.
If I win, it's the upset of the week.
Yeah, that would be an upset, but it ain't going to happen.
Is your mic on? This is... Oh.
I hear it.
Okay. Just own it like a cock. There you go. Brian is owning the microphone like a cock. So, Brian, what is the upset of the week?
If I win, would be the upset of the week.
If you win, that'll be the upset of the week. Okay. Let's move on to... KSL News. Aaron, you want to go over that?
No, you can.
All right, so Doug, Brian, myself, and Tybo are all tied. And what?
Oh, my God. Andy, it really, do you ever read this stuff prior to going on?
Well, you misspelled
it. You know what? You didn't read it in off the mark?
Yes, right? Bullshit, I didn't. I read it.
Really? Is that why you kept like, I don't understand what this is saying, so I'm going to improvise a little bit.
Yeah, I improvised, bitch.
And you want any sports league news? Doug, Brian, Andy, and Tybo are all tied and vying for the eighth place spot.
You need to learn how to spell.
My question for you, Andy, is who's going to make it in?
Who's going to make it in?
Mm-hmm.
Me.
You are going to be the guy, because you realize that there's a ranking system right now. Doug is number one, Brian is two, you're three, Ty's four.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to win.
I have to win out. Doug
have to lose.
I have to win out. That's all that matters.
So you're going to do it, Andy.
Yes, I am. Brian, are you going to do it?
I'd like to think that I could, but it's not looking good.
So Johnny, what do you think?
That doesn't look good for any of you guys. None of you guys are getting in.
All right.
Well, one of them has to make it, though.
There's going to be a blank spot.
So whoever's first in the league is going to get a first-round bye, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So will Mike make a serious run at winning his division, Aaron?
I believe he will. I predicted last week he was going to win and that Dave Pate was going to lose. And now Mike is within one game. So week 13, barring Mike doesn't lose and Dave wins this week, week 13, Mike is going to take on Dave. Whoever wins that game wins the division.
All right. That'll be an interesting matchup. And what do you think, Brian?
It's probably going to be the best matchups in my division of the whole league.
In your division. All right. So, Johnny, what do you think about this whole thing?
Well, this week, Dave is going to lose and Mike's going to win, which would ultimately put him in the lead for that division.
Mm-hmm.
But they still have to face each other, so Mike would have to win again. So, you know, either way, no matter what, if Mike and Dave both win this week, if they both lose, if Mike wins and Dave loses, next week they're playing for their division. So everything that happened this entire year, it's doesn't matter. It's all put on the line next week. Mike versus Dave.
This will be a big game. This will definitely be a big game then.
And so, to bring something up that happened way back when, in 2008, Dave took on Brian. And that matchup, it was a very similar thing. Like Brian, you know, he was a one game up, but Dave had the tiebreaker. Dave won that game, and therefore he had the tiebreaker, and he got the first round bye.
I do remember that. Now, you mention it. I definitely remember it.
Unfortunately, I do too, and I probably went ahead and lost the first round.
You did not. In fact, you actually made it to the PB&J Conference Championship game.
Which means you won one playoff game.
Yeah, he won two playoff games.
My bad. Right. My bad, little bitch.
Get it right.
Anyway, so who's the most dangerous underdog coming into the playoffs right now? We have Kevin, Mike, Oberg, or the 8th seed, Johnny. Who is the most dangerous?
I am right now.
Why are you the most dangerous?
The amount of points I've put up this season. And it seems like it's every week I'm putting up high, you know, a decent amount of points.
Okay, so do you think that you can definitely stay in for the long haul, or are you going to have to pull out early?
I think I'm going to make it. It's going to be a decent year for me.
All right, dude. That sounds great. Aaron, so what do you think? Who is the most dangerous underdog right now?
The most dangerous underdog, Oberg is definitely, he's been putting up points the past few weeks. But Kevin, even with the loss of Fred Jackson, Kevin has the most points in KSL, yet he's, what, 6-5, you know? But he scored the most points. The most points. So Kevin is by far the most dangerous.
All right, so Brian, who do you think is the most dangerous?
I think Kevin is probably the most dangerous because of he knew he scored the most points. He's got Aaron Rodgers. But Oberg is correct. He has scored a ton of points recently, so it could go either way.
Yeah, it could go. Yeah, I completely agree. Even though I say I'm still the most dangerous, but you know, let's stop talking. Enough about me.
Sure,
it's not about me right now.
Of those players that aren't in the playoffs, maybe.
Yeah. So anyway, so let's move on to the Elite League. We had Aaron over Dave, Brian over Mike. myself over Palmer, oh, Burgo over Snyder, and Doug over Chris. Game of the week has to be what, Johnny?
Game of the week is your game against Skid Marks.
I completely agree. Brian, what do you think?
I disagree. I think it's me and Mike, because that was for the division lead.
All right, so who's the division winner now?
I am.
Are you? Are you number one in the league now?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, Aaron, what is the game of the week?
Oh, by far. I mean, Brian's right. It was number one versus number three, you know, or number two, depending on how you look at it. So, yeah, that was by far game of the week.
And the ups of the week, I'm going to say Joe losing to Oberg. What do you think about that, Johnny?
He didn't even look at his roster. He had like four or five guys out and could have definitely beat me if he would have, dropped a few players and added a few players.
Before we talk a little bit more, I talked to Joe about that. I was like, dude, what happened? Were you just paying so much attention to KSL? And he said, no, he basically pulled a Ty Boardman when Ty faced me and lost by like a few points. And he was like, I don't want to drop anyone and Oberg's going to beat me anyway. So, you know, I'm going to just chalk this up to a loss.
That's a big load of crap.
I know. Exactly. Ty would have beat me, and Joe would have beat Oberg if he would have played the right people. Or played anyone, I should say.
Unbelievable. So that's the episode of the week, then?
I agree. I agree with that, too.
Yeah, well, Johnny, what is the episode of the week?
You know, it might be your game.
Me beating Skidmarks?
Yes.
All right, I'll give you that. I got a little lucky there. So let's go on to week number 12. We had Palmer versus Chris, Snyder versus Pate, Brian versus Doug, myself versus Oberg, and Aaron versus Mike. Game of the week. Johnny, it's you and me. What do you think?
I agree.
All right.
Me and you.
Brian, what do you think? What is the game of the week?
I'm not exactly sure your records or anything, but I'm going to agree.
You're going to agree? All right. Aaron, what is the game of the week?
How about the number 3 versus the number 4 seed? That's me versus Mike.
All right. So, what will be the upset of the week? I'm going to say it right now. Mike, if Aaron beats Mike, what do you think, Johnny?
Yeah, if Aaron beats Mike.
All right, Brian?
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to say if Doug beats me.
Exactly. That is definitely going to be an upset because, unfortunately, Doug's had some pretty shitty luck in fantasy this year. And Doug is the number 9 seed and Brian's number 1. So if Doug wins, that would be an upset.
All right. So let's move on to survival. We have the Bears. He's here in studio. And we have Super King Big Nuts as well, which is Doug that's still left. Who's gonna make it, Aaron?
Doug's going to make it.
You think, Brian, who's going to make it?
Although, I mean, but at the end of the day, neither of them really matter because you actually won it, Andy, since you were the last one.
Well, yeah, I guess.
But it won't go in the records book that way.
Yeah, unfortunately, it won't go in the record books. That's true.
I was going to record it as Andy winning since, you know, it was supposed to be 0 strikes, you know, or 1 strike, and you fucked it up.
Well, it's getting tough. Tougher.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Hey, Andy, learn to listen to the rest of the league.
Hey.
We wanted 1, not 3.
Blow me. Let's go on to the Pick'em.
That's tight.
The Pick'em is awesome this year. I mean, we even have, I mean, crap, all the way from Kevin to Aaron. Everyone is in it besides Palmer and Ty because Ty missed 1 week and then he cried.
Yeah.
Which
he cried like a little
Which
bitch.
Ty?
Ty Boardman.
Okay. Boardman. Boardman was like, wah, I missed a week, so I'm not going to do anymore. And if you look at the group average is 97. If he would have picked at least a few more, the group average would be close in the hundreds. You know, it'd be like 102.
What do you think, Johnny?
No.
Johnny?
That's absolutely insane because we're picking better than most analysts are right now.
Oh, yeah. I think everyone's doing a great job. Everyone who's actually in the league. I mean, we all know our football stuff.
I got to ask a question, though, right now. And, you know, Ryan, you and I are tied. I got to ask you, Detroit or Green Bay? Who did you pick?
I picked Green Bay.
Ooh, I picked Detroit.
I picked Green. No, I picked Green. Well, I mean, if you wanted to go for the underdog, but I picked Green Bay more of a out of a fan thing because if Detroit loses, that means Chicago increases their chances of getting in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I just don't want Green Bay to win.
I don't care. They're going to win it anyway.
I know. I just don't want them to win.
No. Okay, we need to know who everyone picked for Dallas-Miami. That's what I'm wondering. Johnny, who did you pick?
Dallas, but who cares about that game?
I know. Yeah. So Baltimore-San Francisco, though.
Baltimore.
I picked San Francisco.
I picked San Francisco.
I picked Baltimore.
Ooh. This might be different, then. We might have a... It's going to be a great game. You have the Harbaughs going against each other, so it should be really interesting. Very interesting. So let's actually talk some NFL news. Kyle Orton was picked up today on the waiver wire by who, Brian?
Kansas City.
Kansas City picked him up. Should the Bears have picked him up, though?
They didn't get a chance at it.
But if they had the chance, should they have picked him up?
Sure.
All right. What do you think, Johnny?
Him. Well, they wanted him, but the problem is the waiver wire. You know, and unfortunately, I read a few posts that said Kyle Orton did not want to go to the Chiefs. He specifically asked for the to get waived by the Broncos so that he could reunite with Chicago.
Which would have been kind of cool to see him there, but
I would have started him over Haney.
I wouldn't have done it.
No way, dude. I think you're going to be surprised on Sunday. I think even
we'll find out.
Even going into what the black hole is, what they call it. Even going in there, I think you'll be surprised.
You know what? It's really funny though because he evidently has no value in anybody's eyes because there's no way that the Bears should be going in a 5-point underdog to Oakland right now. There's just no way.
Mm-hmm. There shouldn't be. I mean, I thought they would have it, you know, up in the air.
They're underdogs?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, we're 5-point underdogs.
I haven't even been watching.
I'd place a bet on that game. Like, I'd put $10 down, you know? Absolutely. Be like, oh, 5-point underdog? All right, that's cool.
I think the minimum's 50.
I'd put 50 down then. It'd be fun.
Not that
but
I looked,
here,
but,
here's the
yeah.
thing. I'm going to disagree with everyone. And I think that Kyle Orton should not have been picked up by I don't think that the Bears should have even considered picking him up. And the reason I say that is because I think that Caleb Haney, he knows that system. That's the system he's been practicing under. And Kyle Orton would go in there. He wouldn't play this Sunday. That's guaranteed because that would just be suicide. And so he would possibly play the next week against the Chiefs. Well, here's the thing. He's going to have a week to learn Martz's system that's taken Cutler – you know, 2 years to learn?
You mean 3 days? 3 days to learn it. Because so he wouldn't get the playbook till tomorrow morning.
Yeah. But the point is that, like, Orton wouldn't be able to do that. I think, yeah, you know, it would be, like, a nice story for him to come back. But I honestly think that the team that should have even put out a bid in for him are the Texans. And I have no idea why they're like, oh, no, Leinart's our guy. You put in a bid for Cutler or for Orton? And he's going to be thrown to Andre Johnson. I mean, come on. That's just like a slam dunk.
The problem is the Texans couldn't have put it a bid in either because of the waiver wire.
And I understand that. Like, I understand why the Chiefs got him because obviously it goes from worst to best. But I think that, you know, the Texans should have put their hat in the ring.
Yeah.
I think it was. I think I heard something about that.
Yeah, they said that the Texans, they were thinking they were going to go after him, but they didn't. But, I mean, the Bears picked up – who did they pick up, Johnny?
Josh McCown.
There you go.
Well, did you hear who else went after Orton? The three teams that put their name, their hats in the ring?
Who?
Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, the Cowboys were the third one. Yeah.
Really?
But that was because they were hoping that they could get him before the Bears, and it was kind of a way to try to get us to – you know, be a weaker team so that they have a better chance of getting in the playoffs.
Oh, Jerry Jones.
Such I mean, that's genius. Fine. If he wants to eat that money, by all means, you know.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You got to remember, because I think the Bears were going to wait, because they knew that if it came down to them, they don't have to put their waiver in there, because they could have, you know, signed him for almost nothing. And because what is he getting paid, like $7 million? Is that what I heard? It was something really ridiculous. 2.6. They could have got him probably cheaper than that. And they had the cap room, as we know. You know, they still
yeah, but does he really want to be a third string quarterback? Oh, right. You know,
he's a third string quarterback yeah, but, getting $2.6 million, and Matt Forte is getting $600,000.
But what you guys have to think of, what you have to think of in this whole thing is next year he's still worth draft pick. And yeah, there's teams that are going to want him.
That's
so
true.
So you pick him up now, and you pay the money to him, and next year he's either going to be your second string quarterback behind Cutler, or he's going to give you decent draft pick.
Yeah, I see that point. I just don't think that even if he went to the Cowboys, I don't think that I think that was just a stupid move. But I guess Jerry Jones probably thought it was genius.
Probably.
Yeah, but he's a piece of crap. So we need to talk about while we're talking about quarterbacks, what about Cutler? I mean, Brian, what do you think?
Ouch. I saw that fall. That hurt.
I just can't believe that he messed his thumb up. I'm just amazed. What do you think, Johnny?
One of those, for a Bear fan, it's one of those gut-wrenching times where you're just like, damn it. We finally got into some kind of rhythm where Roy Williams was starting to catch passes. Cutler was using six or seven wide receivers / running back on a weekly basis. And the distribution was just, it was aimed in the right way. And now we're bringing in Caleb Haney, which, he's played two quarters in the last 4 years, and his touchdown to interception ratio is 1-2. I'm not sold. I'm not sold at all. I think there's a lot better of backups that we could have looked at. I'm really disappointed.
Would you have gone on? What about Mark Bulger? Would you have tried for him?
Hell
Bulger
no.
Said he wouldn't. He made the statement that he would not come back.
He's a statue, also.
Well, him and Kurt Warner and Brett Favre all said, look, it would be nice, I'm flattered, but no. But I think a viable candidate, and I know you guys are going to scream at me for this, but even David Garrard at this point.
He just had back surgery.
Did he?
Yeah, he's done for the year. They couldn't have gone after him, and I would have suggested him, actually. But when I heard about his back, I was like, well, that screws that up.
I do want to say something real quick, though. And while you're talking about Roy Williams, they talk about how Calvin Johnson is, Megatron. I got a new name for Roy Williams, and his name is Droptimus Prime.
By the way, what was the deal with him catching three passes in a row? I almost passed out.
I know. But, Andy, I wanted to ask you, though, Chicago survive without Cutler?
Aaron, I have a better question. What did you think when you saw Williams catch a pass and the last guy's name who tackled him was Jammer? Did you think of Windjammer?
I did not, but that's – okay. No, but – so, Johnny, do you think that Chicago is still going to make the playoffs?
Yes, without a doubt.
Are they going to –
without a doubt? Really?
Are they going to win the division?
No.
Here's the thing. They're not going to win the division. Green Bay, I still see them losing two games. The thing is, this whole situation that's going on, it comes down to the Lions against the Bears. Just plain and simple. And the Lions have an extremely, extremely difficult schedule left, and the Bears, and not so much. Mm-hmm. So when it comes straight down to it, we can play Caleb Haney for the remainder of the five games, and more than likely, we'll go 4-2. And 4-2 will put us at It'll put us at 11-5. That's a playoff team.
We should get wild card. It depends on if Detroit is also 11-5, though. We do own the tiebreaker over just about everyone except Dallas right now. If Dallas was tied with us.
Dallas is not tied with us. They're not. Game back.
Correct. But if they were tied, that's the only one we technically don't have a tiebreaker over right now.
If we go 4-2, that means that Dallas would have to go 5-1.
No, that's true. And what if Miami wins, on Thursday?
And the thing is outside of Miami, Dallas has a tough schedule just like the Lions do. Okay. We as a Bear fan, we are in prime condition to get into the playoffs.
All right.
To welcome Cutler back.
Yeah, welcome Cutler back. But okay, let's just hypothetically say, as a Bear fan, Johnny, let's say Haney goes 6-0. Do you then bring Cutler in?
I do.
Brian
it's
does.
An evaluation. It's time to evaluate because, you know, if there's any soreness in Cutler at all, no. You know, you don't want to break the stride of somebody who's playing really well, you know. But if Henny does, if he looks like crap, but he's, you know, we get wins, if he's pulling a Tebow, you replace him, you know. You might be winning games, but if you look like shit, you know, I'd much rather watch Cutler win games than look good.
Okay. So do you think that Cutler's going to be eating some turkey, you know, today?
He's going to what?
Is he going to be able to eat some turkey, you know? Be able to use all of his hands?
I don't know what
the fuck I
did. Hey, Andy, really? Like, what fucking kind of question is that? Are you retarded?
That's what I ask mom and dad about you all the time. I go,
because I'm starting to think that Aaron? You are retarded. I'm really
you're
starting to think
you're an retarded.
Andy, here's the thing. Chicago will survive, and they will still make the playoffs. As Johnny mentioned, Dallas does not have a snowball's chance in hell of being a wild card team. They have a chance of winning their division. That's it. Okay. And the NFC East is up in the air as all get out. Chicago is going to be the number 5 seed. That's for sure. And then they're going to take on the Giants, you know, in the playoffs.
And they're going to go balls deep on Eli.
They are going to go – like Urlacher is going to be balls deep inside Eli. And then, Lance Briggs. Lance Briggs is going to be on the other side, and they're going to be high-fiving in the middle. That's what's going to be going on.
Urlacher is going to go so far deep in Eli Manning's ass, they're going to find Jimmy Hoffa.
I'm really sorry that we came from the same dick.
Aaron, just want to go up to dad and just be like, you know, I came from that right there.
And just grab it and be like,
this is mine.
So I'll be like, this is where I came from.
No, Andy's got so many daddy issues. It's going to be like, daddy, the last time you played with me, I was in your balls.
Aaron should have been a blowjob.
Andy should have been a period.
I know. Look at me. Uh-oh. I just farted. Poor Brian.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think we're in good shape regardless. And I think it's actually good to see somebody else behind quarterback. It might give us some excitement.
Yep. Johnny, how many wins do we need to get in the playoffs?
How many more wins?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Solidly 4, but we'll get in at 10-6, but I'd like to be 11-5.
Okay. I think you're right. I think we're going to go 4-2. What do you think, Brian?
11-5 would be great, but 10-6 maybe.
Okay. All right. So, Johnny, you got anything else to add?
Don't.
Aaron?
I am going to win this week in KSL, and I will be first place overall.
Okay.
Eat it, Oberg.
That's false. Brian?
Carson Palmer is going to die.
Yeah. Peanut's going to go balls deep on that. So anyways, I first want to thank our sponsor, Hostgator. Hostgator. It's a Section 8686. Use that coupon code and get this.
Speaking of
sponsorships, by the way, we are going to be sponsoring this week Oberg and Dave's game this week. So Oberg and Dave, you guys are the Hostgator game of the week. Just use Section 8686 if you're going to get any web hosting from Hostgator, okay?
And he's talking about...
All right. And for Johnny, AP, the Bry, I'm Andrew, and we'll see you on the gridiron.
Cincinnati Hot Light.